Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming science, knowledge, and wisdom, which promotes and sustains the activation of the present evolutionary process of immortality and the unfolding of the God Self within the evolving planetary society on planet Earth. The Jewel Network is committed to broadcasting the sciences of life and the sciences of living. By cultivating the mind of a scientist, you are being able to extract the very best the current 21st century has to offer. You are listening to the Universal Principle Hour with your host and chancellor of the Jewel University of Immortal Science for Immortal Living, Dr. Jewel Pookrum, with her co-host and Universal Principle Support Facilitator and Training, Ms. Felicia Muhammad.
Blissful greetings, blissful greetings, and welcome, welcome. Today, this plasma, we are discussing the universe wants what you want. How are you building the future vision of your life? All right, how are you building the future vision of your life? So, as a standard, you'll know that we are going to be sharing with you this plasma from one of the principles. Well, let's see, the standard is, let me finish that thought. The standard is that to know the universe wants what you want, all right? If you forget anything else, always remember, choose to remember that the universe wants what you want. And so we're going to be focusing our conversation, this plasma, around what you focus on expands, all right? What you focus on expands. So conversation is couched in what you focus on expands, and we're discussing how are you building the future vision of your life. So we're going to discuss and remind you of the power of thought. All right, and your capacity to be able to conform mass, your capacity to be able to conform mass with your thoughts. So let's say it another way. So we're going to show you how mass conforms. It will conform to your thoughts. All right, mass will conform to your thoughts. So we're going to get into, well, what is mass? That's all this material out here, all the elements of which the third dimension experience, you are able to touch it, all right? Matter, mass, all right? So something you can touch, that's mass. So again, mass will conform to your thoughts. And so we're going to share with you, give you some reminders for those who listen every week, and then introduce new concepts and new perspectives for others by which you can begin to choose to practice free will and be in alignment with the principle of free will, change your perspective and perception on things so you can prove to yourself that mass will conform to your thoughts. And another key to this confirmation that the mass will conform to based off of your thoughts is that as we are navigating this existence, you know, here on planet Earth, when we choose to practice and understand that mass will conform to our thoughts, it is relative also to the quality of how we are using the mind of God, all right? It is relative to how are we choosing to use the mind of God that our brain is encased in, all right? So please make sure you have your liquid consciousness, water, 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 water. And I have my filters on, my universal principle lenses or glasses by which I choose to see everything now. And why are these universal principles important? And what is my purpose and our purpose here at the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living for coming to you each week, sharing each heptad with you, extending our heart and small intestine energy with sharing this information and giving you experiences and ways of thinking by which you can do what? Master the language of the universe. For what purpose? To be the living God you are created to be. To be the living God you are created to be. All right, so I know I am in my purposeful pathway because this is definitely what I love doing and have been doing for over 20-something years now with being able to support people and help people activate the body's ability to self-heal, all right, or reclaiming their body's owner's manual. And providing you with, helping you to be able to know how to go within to be able to discover your reason for being, why you are here, what you love doing, and transform the emotions and the drama that has been keeping us stuck in the vicious cycles of being other than ourselves, and that is the living God and living on purpose. So we're going to definitely go deeper into how are you building the future vision of your life. Everybody's talking about 2020, you know, the year 2020, and you'll be able to see clearly, have 2020 vision. Well, yeah, let's deal with that. Let us deal with that, because again, the question is, how are you building the future, your future vision of your life? So that's my cue, and the sponsors want to have a word. So we'll definitely take a listen to our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the neuronutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
All right, so welcome back. And when we think about, let's share with you first the frequencies that we have prevalent, this plasma, in supporting us. So plasma is a day that we refer to in the Mayan calendar, which is also a benefit of you tuning in, because you get to understand and connect and see why it is imperative now that you begin to disconnect, or let's say it like this, you begin to reacquaint yourself with the natural order of time, which is what you said, that it's not regulated how we've been taught to conform to a mechanical clock, which is all about death and taxes. So we here at the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living teach you and provide you with the information to know how to return to the natural order of time, which time is art. So you can learn more. We do have our 1320 course coming up in the winter, so stay tuned on juis.education for our 2020 course curriculum so that you can plan your enrollment and the courses that you're going to take for the remainder of 2020 as you are what? Building the future vision of your life. So the frequencies we have prevalent and present to support us as we prepare to go into a future galactic portal activation starting next plasma for the next 10 days. This plasma, or this day, we have the Declaration of Incarnation, and it reads as follows, or you may understand it as an affirmation. It reads as follows: I polarize in order to survive, stabilizing instinct. I seal the store of life force with the lunar tone of challenge. I am guided by the power of navigation. Red lunar serpent, I polarize in order to survive, stabilizing instinct. I seal the store of life force with the lunar tone of challenge. I am guided by the power of navigation. So if you are listening live or to the replay, and as you are listening to this replay, remember the information is evergreen and the energy is evergreen, because when you listen to it is when you need to hear it for you. And as what we're talking about, you will be able to see that when you hear it, it is on time, exactly what you need to hear in that moment to support you in moving forward in your life. So we encourage you to make sure you have your water. And for those of you that are driving, please heighten your auditory skills, turn on your auditory skills, and pay attention, all right? And for those of you that are at work on a break or at home, make sure you have pen and paper so you can take copious notes. And share this radio broadcast with someone. Share this with someone so that, you know, you can have something different to talk about, all right? Have something different to talk about and expand your neurons, because we definitely here at the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living and the Jewel Network, which is your science news broadcast, we definitely provide you with the information that definitely supports you in creating new neural pathways, all right, for yourself, and provide you with an opportunity or another view by which you're able to see things, all right, and begin to experiment for yourself and be the scientist that you innately are, because as we are reminding you of being the living God that you're created to be, that makes you be able to do what? It supports you in being able to polarize, to be able to go deeper, all right, and into any and all areas. So again, we are discussing how are you building the future vision of your life. So I have my water, and let's get to it. Let's get to it, because we have a lot to share with you. So the principle we are principles of the laws of the universe that we're dealing with specifically today is what we focus on expands. What we focus on expands. And as you are listening to this broadcast, I want you to think about what you focus on, because, like I said, we have a galactic activation portal experience that is beginning tomorrow, all right? And these next 10 days are portals. The portals are open for one to be able to activate the forces of nature, the energy frequencies that allow you to co-create new experiences for yourself. And so we're going to share with you why are the portals important. And so we actually maybe 2 weeks ago completed a past portal meditation, all right? And so when these portals are open, these are opportune times for you to make necessary changes or shifts. Yes, changes, because you do want to get comfortable with that word change. You want change to be your best friend. So what is a portal? So these portals are gateways of expanded consciousness, right, that support one in being able to amplify the awareness of how energy flows, and the exchange of information, all right? And so with the 10-day portal, and this is the future portal, okay, this is the future portal, they support us again in being able to also, guess what, reflect these portals. When you look at the past portal on the Mayan calendar, you can do that at thelawoftime.org. When you look at the portals, it looks like a DNA strand, a double helix DNA strand. And why is that important? Because, again, what do we say the portals support us in being able to do? To amplify awareness of the energy that is flowing at those specific times and exchange of the information so we can, guess what? This is why we're doing this meditation, because we're now supporting you in being able to, for those of you, and this is not for everybody, although it is, so let me state that clearly, it is for everyone. However, just like the scriptures say, many are called, but few are chosen. So if you're listening to this and you're in the frequency of Dr. Jewel Pulkham, the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living, then definitely this is a part of your destiny. This is a part of your destiny and your up-leveling to being the living God that you truly, truly, truly are created to be. So we have the portal beginning tomorrow, 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can go to www.juis.education and get more information so you can join us. And we do have a 50% off cyber special so you can join us for these next 10 plasmas. So if you're not able to be there, you can gain access to the replays, all right? And we will send those out to you, and we'll have a time span by which that you have access to them. So we want to be very clear and transparent because, again, we are supporting you in being able to create and build the future vision of your life. And these portals, 10 portals, 10 future portals that are opening up, again, empowering us, for those of us who choose to be in this awareness, they empower us to amplify our energy, the energy that's flowing, and the information that is available for us to exchange and embody, all right? So my sponsors want to speak to us. So we're going to come back. And we are going to go deeper into our discussion on how are you building the future vision of your life. And remember, we opened up sharing with you that we are helping you to experiment with, all right, and prove to yourself that when you think of things, when you have thoughts that your thoughts can change matter, can change mass. Mass will conform to your thoughts. And we're going to help you to be able to see how that happens, whether you're conscious of it or not, because it does. So we're going to take a sponsor break, and we will be right back.
Humanity is experiencing a vast variety of disorders: HIV, Zika virus, Ebola, hypertension, meningitis, STD, Alzheimer's, and many others. These disorders are the results of not knowing how to live within and navigate the human body. Most of us have learned how to drive a car, but have yet to learn how to care for and navigate our bodies. Enroll into the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living to learn how to navigate and maintain a disease-free body. Visit us at www.juis.education or visit us on Facebook.
All right, welcome back. So what we focus on expands, all right? And this is how you're going to further be supported by knowing the tools and the processes that are available to you to build the future vision of your life. All right, so let's get to it. So now, when we look at the principle of what we focus on expands, again, I asked you in the first segment to think about something that you're focused on, that you want, right? And when you think about this thing that you are desirous of, when you look at the concept of this principle and listen carefully and take notes, when we are free, that is a key word, because you are what? A living God, right? And we are supporting you and providing you with the tools to learn how to master the language of the universe. So when we are free to focus our attention on whatever we wish, we definitely can have it. All right? So now you may be asking yourself, well, why haven't I gotten it? Well, what's the problem? I know, and I'm so glad you asked that question. Because what contributes to blocking the flow, the free flow of our focused attention, are programs and beliefs and miasms or memes. Dr. Jewel definitely dropped some bombs today, some love bombs, and I had the opportunity to hear the explanation, so I wrote it down, and I was like, oh, I'm sharing this with the group today because I know it would support them because it supported me. So when the things that we are focusing on seem to be stuck and are not happening or manifesting as we see them, then I know for me, so let me share with you my experience. And I had a very expansive experience last plasma that is the result of a shift in focus that is long overdue. Lord have mercy. Definitely long overdue. And because I know this and I am able to be lovingly honest with myself about where I am and when things are out of alignment with my purpose, those people, places, and things that no longer serve me, and how I no longer serve myself by acting in certain ways, I willingly acknowledge and declare that change is now. I'm done. I'm complete. And as some of you all have said before, you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, right? So, yes, I was sick and tired. I have experienced being sick and tired of myself, right? And just some of the same patterns that I have been repeating. Now, this may not apply to you. Okay, I know. However, share it with someone who you think may can benefit from this, and y'all listen to it together, all right? So there's a pattern relative to currency, as we understand it now, because the money, we're not dealing with money. We're dealing with currency. So an aspect of my challenge is, and it's not even the currency, it is I don't even say my because that is in the past, so this is what I'm doing now. I'm taking wisdom from the past to share it with you so that as we move forward in our present and begin to create our future, we can now apply this wisdom, all right, as a foundational tool to support this new co-creation, right? Okay. So some beliefs and patterns that I had around money, currency, the dollar bill that is debunked and falling and has been changed, and they haven't told everybody yet. But if you were taking the sovereignty course, you would know that. So you have that opportunity, and we'll talk about that later. I was in a space and blocked with limiting beliefs of scarcity and lack. So what was really happening as I am creating my day and focusing on what I am choosing and choosing to experience in my life, co-creating, moving forward, the things that I want to have and possess, I recognize that some things, you know, the seemingly larger visions were not manifesting. They weren't happening, or at least to me, it seemed like it wouldn't happen. So guess what I had to do? I had to go within and I had to think about what I think about around this whole scarcity and lack thing and the frustration that I was experiencing as to I'm doing all of this, I'm staying focused, you know, quote unquote, thinking I'm staying focused. And in truth, I wasn't. You know, and I just have to be honest with you and transparent because, again, this is what support you in being able to know that you can do this too for yourself, all right? You can begin this journey for yourself. You've been wanting to, and you may not have known how. Well, here at the Jewel University, we have the tools to support you in being the living God that you are created to be. And it is a journey. And guess what? There is no time limit on it. So when I say there's no time limit on it, you don't have to rush to think that you have to get it done because you are immortal. So you can, with an open heart, begin to learn how to go within, you know, have the courage to go within and look at why you do what you do so that you can begin to now address the challenges that come up when you are setting your sights, setting your vision, setting goals. Some of you even use that terminology, and having these desires of what you want. And so when you are doing that, your capacity to look at how you think about what you think about in achieving these goals is a crucial and pivotal point. Because as you learn and continue to listen to the Universal Principle Hour and Dr. Jewel Pookrum, the DJBP Hour, the Psychoneuroimmunology Hour, what we're sharing with you is a system of how to be the living God that you're created to be right now. Okay, right now. And when you are able to look at the beliefs, and as I was able to yesterday, to look at the beliefs that I was still holding on to at a much deeper level, I was able to see, wow, there were some habits, there were some patterns, and some means. That's the word, some means. Dr. Jewel broke this word down today. So what is a mean? A mean is a virus in the thought body. If it is put in the consciousness of an individual, the idea will replicate and take over the perception of yourself. So I had some memes. And where do these memes show up? These memes are on social media. These memes are on the news. The memes are in the media. They're everywhere. And when I realized that I was still connected to some old programs, of scarcity and lack, what was the other emotion, or the emotion that was also attached to this, was doubt and worry, because I was. As I'm creating my plasma, creating my day, I'm focusing, and some things are many things are transforming and manifesting in this one area, which has been a pivotal experience of change, was still like, oh, and it's like, if I can just. And see, even just that thought process, if I can just see, no, we have to change. Oh, we have to change all of that. When you catch yourself still being in, depending on something outside of you as the solution to your problem or your opportunity to evolve and grow, then you got to change the language. We have to change the language. And that's why the way you think about a thing definitely is the key in your capacity to manifest. And what's another key? The purpose. What is the purpose? What is the purpose of this thing that you're focusing on? And let's even go deeper, because we're in a lunar day, a lunar plasma. How are you focusing on what you think about? What is the intention of your focus? So when you focus, are you focusing on it and you got a plan B in place? Well, that's not a focus, baby. Okay, pardon my language, pardon me. Okay, that's not a focus. That is not a focus, living gods. All right? That is not a focus. That's a distraction. Because guess what? You cannot serve two masters. This thing that you say you desire and you are wanting, guess what the new policy is now moving forward after you listen to this today? Guess what the new policy is? This is your new policy. When you're focusing and you have something that you are choosing to actualize or manifest or call into existence, your policy is that you give 100% attention to what you are choosing to have. 100% attention, zero attention to what you don't want. You got it? I'm going to say it again. 100% attention to what you want, zero attention to what you don't want. And when you begin to practice this new policy, this new principle that you have for yourself, this new way of being, this new standard, you will begin to see that it is truth in no limit of time. You can prove it in no limit of time. So you might want to start out with something. You might want to start out with something that you would be able to know for yourself, because guess what else comes into play? Trust. Trust. And if you're looking, and if we, okay, so let me put myself back in it. And when I have looked outside of myself for the answer, it compromised my capacity to trust myself. And the downloads or the guidance or the intuitive hits that I get, because I don't trust myself. I haven't strengthened that muscle of trusting the guidance that comes from within. And we all have access to it and we all receive it. However, we have not been practicing following and trusting the God essence that is within us. We have been most comfortable with operating from the ego personality. Am I okay? Remember, we always talk about the four pillars, okay, of the reptilian brain, all right, the reptilian actions. Am I okay? Do I have food, clothes, and shelter? Right? And so when we choose to, because you have free will, you don't have to do any of this. You really don't. And when we choose, and as I continue to choose to change and transform and clear, get rid of the personality, the reptilian brain, transform the reptilian brain. And when I say transform, because there is a regenerative process, a benefit that accompanies the reptilian brain as you begin to recognize and commit to being the living God that you're created to be. There is a regenerative process. So a couple of shows ago, we talked about, as we were dealing with the series of The Universe Wants What You Want, Harmony in Relationships, we were sharing with you this point of the reptilian brain and when you are recognizing that you're coming out of survival, you're coming out of, am I okay, needing validation from other people. That's one of them things of looking outside of yourself for something else, you know, that's already within you. All right. So, yeah, that's a reptilian action. So we shared with you how when you get past that point, because you're doing your inner work, you are looking at the beliefs that are associated with the ways that you think, you're thinking about what you think about, right? And you're recognizing those patterns and those programs that no longer serve you, and now you're choosing to change them. Change is your best friend next to your body, all right? And now that you're in that last little phase of, you know, getting rid of that reptilian brain, that survival, am I okay? Now you're pulling off, it's like layers of skin. So you've seen reptiles, right, and how every number of days, or I don't really know what it is, so I'm not going to perpetrate like I do, but there's a time span by which they shed their skin. You know, snakes shed their skin. And so when you are choosing now to up-level and stand straight up and be the living God that you're created to be. And now let's go to the second circuit where we are working together, all right? It's the ant brain. You are now shedding that skin and you're being rejuvenated. You're being rejuvenated. So you are, how does it say in the scripture? You can't put new wine in an old skin bottle, something like that. So you're shedding that old skin. You're shedding. So that's the benefit as you are transforming and totally getting rid of, annihilating with love, all right, that and releasing the layers of skin that no longer serve you, all right? So you're shedding that reptilian brain and activity. And now we're moving up into the second circuit, all right? So this supports us in our capacity to focus. When we are committed, to giving 100% attention to what we choose to experience. And with that being said, our sponsors are like, over here, did you forget about me? So we're going to take a sponsor break, and we'll be right back.
You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the neural nutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
Yeah, that's one of our favorites. We love that. Our source is a neuron. All right, so let's complete this segment so we can go deeper into helping you to understand what happens with the body when you think about what you think about and you recognize the change that you're now willing to take, as I talked about in the last segment, relative to the language. Y'all thought I forgot, didn't you? Nope, I didn't forget. So when we look at, when I was sharing with you my story and the language that I recognized just in that moment and even sharing the story, you know, when you look at your capacity to recognize in the moment that you are using language that is of a low vibration frequency and that is keeping, that was keeping me at that time yesterday connected to that scarcity and limiting and limited mentality, I was able to look at it, recognize that kept me in the past, and guess what? I shifted. I made a conscious decision. Boop, boop, okay, yep. All right, let's change that. And in that change, I was able to look at the benefit of that experience. Okay, because I'm making a long story short. All right, so it definitely was a what you focus on expand experience. It definitely expanded, that's for sure. As soon as I began to recognize the power, the hidden power in that experience and was grateful for it, it's like, okay, that was literally saving grace. That was saving grace. Because I'm telling you, I almost went even deeper into the reptilian survival mode. We're making excuses and all of that. No. No blame game. There are no victims. There are no victims. Let's make sure we're clear on that salient point, all right, for you to take with you as well. That's your second new mode of operating and understanding and your new standard. There are no victims, all right? So we got focusing, giving 100% attention to what you focus on, zero attention to what you don't want, 100% attention to what you want, pardon me, and zero attention to what you do not want, all right? So that's going to support us in our capacity to focus and build the future vision of your life, all right? So now, with our process of thinking about what we think about. So we talked about purpose. Purpose is the default. Okay, so as you're listening to the Universal Principle Hour, the Dr. Jewel Brain Balancing Program Hour and more, you're listening to the Psychoneuroimmunology Hour and more, when all else seems to elude you, your default question is, what is the purpose? What is my purpose? What is my purpose for doing this? What is my purpose for thinking like this? What is my purpose for saying this? What is my purpose? Okay, what is the purpose? And in that moment, you will gain clarity, all right? You will gain clarity. So when we think about what we think about and begin to transform these beliefs, all right, that are illusions, so now we can, and this is definitely a topic for another experience that you can choose to have for yourself and practice with, so you can prove it to yourself that as you are building up this trust, because you know we talked about trust, as you're building up this trust of yourself, you know, you want to go from belief to knowingness, to assured, being assured. So for me, in reflecting back over some experiences, and well, let's keep it present, you know, with even what happened yesterday. Yesterday was actually a catalyst or launching of a decision that was made on Saturday. Me and my husband are in a marriage mastermind. And in that, finances comes up. And so we are able to look at the beliefs, the limiting beliefs, the scarcity mentality that we have around beliefs. And as a married couple, how are we doing that? How is that working for us? His experience he had growing up, my experience I had growing up, and now bringing that together or not, right? So we had an opportunity to really go deep. And man, I tell you, pardon me, God's, living God's in action. I share with you that as you gain access, and okay, so let me finish the thought. As you gain access to more brain tissue, wow, it is true that you move to new neighborhoods and you know where to go to get the information to solve the problems that you need, or to just even be the observer and be able to know where you go to deal with this particular circumstance or situation or this outcome or this result that you are wanting. And Dr. Jewel, being who she is, when I spoke with her about, you know, the experience I had yesterday, she was saying some things. Well, no, it wasn't even that. It was after, because we talk every day. So I talk with Dr. Jewel every day. So it was that next plasma. So we had the session on Saturday, so it was that Sunday. So when I spoke with her that Sunday, she confirmed some things, some thoughts that I was having about how I was now holding this experience that me and my husband are having with this marriage mastermind. And she shared with me, and I want to share this with you because I know it will support you in your relationship area with yourself first and foremost. So don't think about nobody else. Think about yourself first. On what we focus on expands in the relationship realm. So she shared with me and confirmed that, you know, in this marriage mastermind, yes, two of you all, however, this is really about me. So she's talking to me. She said, so this is really about you, you know, so this is really about me. And when she said it, it was, like I said, it was very confirming because that was the thought that I was having as I was looking at my husband give his exegesis on his experience relative to the whole money thing. And, you know, some things that were happening for me in my mind, I was like, oh, you didn't see that already? You didn't get that already? You know, so then I had to catch myself and be like, oh, okay, just be the observer and remember that this is more about you, Felicia. This is about you. And so when she said that, it took me right back to that thought that I had as I was having that experience, as I'm listening to my husband share, you know, some of his experiences and perspectives. And so I was like, yes. So that was a confirmation, again, because she wasn't there and she didn't know what we talked about. That was how the universe was using a conversation that I'm having with a master teacher, my mentor. Well, she's more than a mentor, master teacher, and verified exactly what I was thinking. And so then you can say, oh, well, then wasn't that validation from somebody outside of you? And I give you this perspective to look at. See, when the universe knows, and especially when you submit yourself to mastering, being a living God, right? When you submit yourself to choosing to willingly become the living God that you're created to be, and you ask for teachers, you ask for guidance, the universe hears that, God hears that, Allah hears that, Jesus hears that, however you refer to the one source that breathes all of us, and whether, you know, that energy source for the atheist is, you know, you don't classify it per se, or give it a title, that consciousness knows that the student and the teacher relationship, what does a teacher do? A teacher teaches you, right? And so when you have questions and answers, the teacher will let you know, okay, yes, it's this and that, or no, look at it this way, consider that. So in that experience, that's exactly what that was, because my desire and quest as a little girl has been to be able to trust and develop my relationship with the essence of the consciousness that we know as the God force, within every cell, every tissue, every fiber of my being. And that supports me in developing the trust of that guidance. All right? That supports me in developing the trust of that guidance. And mind you, another way to determine and to be able to gauge your capacity and our capacity to know when we're seeking validation from someone else is your motivation. Okay, so are you doing certain things to seek the approval of? Now, this is the journey that I have been on, and this is why I know I'm having this experience, is because, again, I was six or seven, and consciously beginning to have conversations with God, because I grew up in a Baptist church, consciously being able to have conversations with God about why am I here, what is my purpose, what am I supposed to be doing, and literally talking to God like he's my best friend. Because that's how I understood God at that point. He is my best friend, all right? So I'm having these conversations. I'm asking questions. And as I'm asking these questions, I'm getting answers. Now, mind you, I have not always been perfect in comprehending or even knowing that this is the answer to the question. And I'm sharing that with you so that you can reflect back on what you focus on and you can see how it expands. And now be able to build upon that, right, by looking at the beliefs that are connected to certain aspects of the focus that no longer serves you, and now you can accelerate the results that you get by being able to now apply the principles that we share with you here on Universal Principle Hour, Dr. Jewel's Brain Balancing Program, the Psychoneuroimmunology Hour, JUIS. So you don't have to have some of the same experiences or the trauma that I've experienced, that Dr. Jewel has experienced, that Dr. Pyramid has experienced. We're sharing this information with you so that, again, you don't have to make some of the same mistakes or have some of the same experiences that we have had. You can accelerate at a pace that you get to design, all right? So I know that was all around London Bridge and back. However, that was the download because I did not have that on my notes. I did not have that on my notes to share with you, all right? So you get the picture, and let's connect it back to these thoughts. Right? Because again, I was sharing with you about thinking about what you think about and now having the capacity when you understand that your thoughts can, what was the word I used? Your thoughts can control, or it's like Plato. Your thoughts can conform mass, right? Or another way to say that, how I wrote it on my notes, is mass will conform to your thoughts. Mass will conform to your thoughts. And guess what else? Mass will conform to your thoughts. And as you see this, the quality of the conforming is based on how you are using the mind of God, based on how you're using the mind of God. So I was sharing with you about the power of the balancing program, the Dr. Jewel program's balancing program, specifically, because we know that this is a tool that was used to, oh my gosh, I have 5 minutes left. This was a tool. This is a tool used, and at that time when it was introduced to her, it was a tool that was used to help her to heal her body, to reclaim her body's owner's manual, to activate her body's ability to self-heal. That and the universal principles. All right, that and the universal principles. So we only have a few minutes left, and I want to be able to definitely invite you to, as we talked about earlier in the first segment, the how you are building the future vision of your life 10-day future portal meditation. So you don't have to be on the brain balancing program to participate in this course, all right? Your neurons are going to mimic our neurons, those of us who have brain balancing, those of us who have balanced brains that are conducting and guiding you, facilitating this meditation to support you in creating and building the future vision of your life. So Dr. Jewel's brain balancing program is what supported Dr. Jewel in being able to still be here with us today, taking us further in the future, because when you listen to, and many people still come to the Jewel University every day saying, oh, I heard, I saw her videos on YouTube, and do you know how long ago that has been? So the information that she shared with us then is happening now. So can you imagine the information that Dr. Jewel is sharing with us now that's definitely taking us into infinity to experience our immortality? Yes, you better. Yes, yes, it is. Yes, it is. And that is how, when you interact with Dr. Jewel, that is how she sees you. She sees you as the living God that you are. That is how she deals with all of us. And many of us are not ready. We don't understand it, you know, especially not having interaction or being on the brain balancing program. So you know what? You have an opportunity by which you can now focus on gaining access to more brain tissue, because how are we supporting you in being able to do this? We have a 7-day intimate experience with the Dr. Jewel's Brain Balancing Program that you can participate in. So for 7 days, you will have an opportunity to learn about, and we're going to meet 30, 45 minutes of plasma a day. And you'll be able to balance. We're going to balance together. And you're going to get information on why this is important for you to do for yourself and why you want to invite and tell your friends about it as well. So that's coming up. You can see all of this at the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living, and also on our social media pages, Facebook and Instagram, all right? Dr. Jewel Pulchram, Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living, the Dr. Jewel's Brain Balancing Program. And tomorrow we are beginning, and we have a 50% off cyber sale for the Future Galactic Activation Portal. And it starts at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you or not on our email list and you want information, this is your first time tuning in, you can call us at 888-659-4486 to get more information, and we'll direct you. But you can go to juis.education and get more information and join us for this 10-day Future Galactic Activation Portal. All right, this Future Galactic Activation Portal. So we're going to continue this topic next heptad, next Wednesday, and we look forward to seeing you. Visit us at www.juis.education. Education is spelled out. So again, you can enroll in the Dr. Jewel Pulchram Brain Balancing Program, and we look forward to seeing you in class tomorrow.
Thank you for sharing this hour with
us.
You've been listening to the Universal Principle Support Hour on the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. Join Dr. Jewel and Miss Felicia here every Wednesday at 5 p.m. on the Jewel Network, hosted by thejewelnetwork.com and the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living Jewish. For our complete broadcast schedule, additional information, and to purchase products, please visit our website, www.thejewelnetwork.com. If you'd like to contact us, please send your emails to Universal Principal Support Group, UPSG at JU
www.jewelnetworksis.education. We love you. This broadcast is under full copyright and trademark protection owned by the House of Jewels. This broadcast in its entirety, nor any part of this broadcast, can be reproduced, copied, transcribed, placed in podcast format, placed into MP3 format, or suspended on any internet digital location without express permission from the House of Jewels, Washington State, USA. To reproduce or suspend this broadcast in any digital location other than the Jewel Network is prohibited, and legal proceedings will follow accordingly. Thank you for listening.